This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people still remain without power, and others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry moves through Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm continues to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power shortage in Manhattan left businesses without electricity, elevator stuck, and subway cars stalled. Power reportedly went out early Saturday evening as much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Carnegie Hall. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did tweet that there were outages at various underground subway stations. MTA is working with Con Edison to determine the exact cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only if it is a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 44,000 customers were without power, some say as much as 62,000. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation in the neighborhood experienced what he called a major disturbance. The outage comes on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City outage that left most of the city without power. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attacks on a hotel in southern Somali part of Kismayo has climbed to 33. President of the regional administration said another 56 people were wounded. As AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports, Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
That is AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reporting. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital of Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which had been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. The marches mark 40 days since the dispersal. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and subsequent crackdown. Authorities, however, put the death toll at about 61, including 3-4 security forces. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of a several thousand-strong march in Hong Kong Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over each other, with some falling to the ground. AP's correspondent Charles De La Desma says that the violence followed a mostly peaceful protest.
The territory's latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Campaign confirmed Friday by President Trump is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on accelerated docket or immigration court cases, according to ICE Acting Director Matthew Albans. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice. voice of OFA. One. It's today's exclusive hits. All